Hey, mama girl. Welcome to Preppin' Land's podcast episode talking about all the essential things you need to know before you travel, before you embark on your next adventure. It is your travel agent here, Jamie, and I'm coming here to help you start your travel experience on the right foot. I am a single mother just like you, and it is my goal to help you live your life, not just exist in it. You do not have to deprive yourself from traveling. In fact, I believe it should be a regular activity for you and your family. So, whether you are a seasoned globetrotter or a first-time explorer, I've got you covered, honey, with all the key information to ensure your trip goes smoothly and you have an amazing time, you and your family, that is. So grab your popcorn, your water, your wine, honey, whatever you've come here with, and let's come on in here and have some good, quick conversation. Okay, so first things first, let's talk about documentation. It is crucial to check visa requirements, passport validity, and specific entry requirements for your destination. Make sure all your documents are in order, including copies stored both digitally and physically, okay? This will save you from any last minute stress or surprises at the airport. For example, when you decide to go on our Ireland trip, you must have a valid passport that remains valid the entire time of your visit. That means you can't go up to Ireland and your passport expire while you're in Ireland. It needs to be valid from the time you leave to the time you come back to the States, okay? You must have at least one blank passport page in your book when you go to Ireland. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, shame on you, because that means you don't be listening to me on my YouTube page, and I have issues, so let's fix it. So go to my YouTube page, Preppin' Land. Listen, we just talked about a Bridgerton-inspired Bridgerton experience. That's not really a Bridgerton experience, but gives you the vibes of Bridgerton. And because I have fellow Bridgerton lovers, we found two destinations. One of them is in Ireland, and the other one, I'm not telling you. You're going to have to go to my YouTube channel and listen to it. Listen to my video. I worked so hard for it. And then if you like it, go ahead and like it and subscribe to the channel. That way you can stay up to date with all the new videos that I put on there with a lot of bucket list traveling ideas. Okay, moving on. There's also currency restrictions in Ireland that you need to be made aware of. You can only take 10,000 euros or the equivalent to both enter and exit the country. What do we mean by this, Jamie? Listen, when you get to Ireland, that means you can only exchange 10,000 euros and when you come out of Ireland, you cannot take more than 10,000 euros. Okay, which from my Google research, if my Google research is correct, and usually it is, there have been times where it's not, but moving on, according to my research, it's about the same. So 10,000 euros is about $10,800, give or take. Moving on, you also need to be concerned about your health and safety. Okay, so before you travel, research any health advisories necessary, vaccinations, and healthcare availability at your destination. It is also wise to pack any required medication and make sure you have adequate travel insurance coverage for your peace of mind. Now listen, I will say this not only until the cows come home, but when they go out into the pasture to graze again and come back home again. Travel insurance is not just fluff, okay? It is a necessity, especially when you go out of the country. It protects you and your family, okay? So I'm gonna get off my soapbox. I'm gonna go ahead, let me step down. I've stepped down off of my soapbox and I won't get back on it, at least not right now, maybe in another episode, but y'all don't be sleeping on travel insurance, okay? It's not just fluff. Okay, moving on. You need to know about the local laws and the customs of the area you are going to, okay? Understanding the local laws and customs is essential to respecting the culture of the destination and avoiding any unintentional offenses, okay? Take some time to familiarize yourself with the do's and the don'ts to have a smoother, more respectful experience abroad. For example, when you are visiting Ireland, because we're going, yes, we're going, they are very talkative, okay? They are like my daughter. They don't meet a stranger. So if that's something that you're not used to, listen, prepare yourself so that you are not offended and you don't take offense by your face. If you have a face like me, where your face tells all your story, listen, let's work on our social skills. Let's go ahead and prepare ourselves socially. That way our faces will not act like we don't know how to be social and tell people to get away from them without telling people to get away from them with our minds. Okay, so let's work on our faces and let's work on saying hey. Yes, let's do it. Moving on. Another thing that you need to be made aware of, okay? And if you are planning on visiting a pub or if you're planning on visiting a pub while you're there, there are certain etiquettes that you need to be made aware of. The first one, do not rush the bartender when you ask for a Guinness. Listen, it's a craft. It's an art. It's an artsmanship. Don't rush them. Let them take their time making it. Let them craft your Guinness for you, okay? Okay, don't rush them. This is in America. This is Ireland. In Ireland, they do things differently. And that's one of the things that they do differently. Also, if you are ordering drinks, do not order the Irish car bomb. Why are we ordering the Irish car bomb, Jamie? It is offensive. Okay? And I don't want you coming back any differently than the way you left. Actually, I lied. I want you coming back differently, but I want it to be a positive difference. I don't want you losing stuff like an arm or a hand. It probably won't get that intense. I'm just saying, I don't want you coming back with a black eye or anything of that nature. I want you safe. I want you safe, and I want you coming back telling the story of how you going back, not coming back saying you'll never go there again. Okay, so order a Guinness, order a whiskey and cranberry, order a Dublin apple, order some water. Okay, several drinks to choose from. Just don't order the Irish car bomb. Okay, moving on. Money matters. And I already talked about it a little bit, but we are going to talk about it a little more in depth. A little more in depth, because there's a lot of things I want to cover. But the money does matter, okay? And knowing your local currency and exchange rates is the best way to access your funds while traveling. We want to make sure we notify our banks of our travel plans to avoid any issues. We don't want any cards being declined. We don't want people calling us talking about how we have been frozen out of our accounts, okay? So notify our banks, okay? And it might be a good idea to consider carrying a mix of cash and cards. That way you have a little bit more flexibility about how you're spending your money. Moving on, let's talk about the transportation and logistics. Why are they important? Because getting around in new places can be daunting. So we need to prepare and plan ahead. If you do not decide with us when we go to Ireland and use our CIE tours, if you do not plan on using a tour group like CIE tours, then I would encourage you to arrange your transportation from the airport to your accommodation before you arrive, okay? Familiarize yourself with the local transport options like buses, trains, taxis, and check the schedules too to make the route and check the routes to make sure you can have to make sure that you can streamline your travel, okay? And if you decide to travel with CIE Tours, listen, all of this is done for you, okay? So all you have to do is pay and go. I like that. I like that for us, this whole pay and go option. Yeah, I like that a lot. Moving on, let's talk about accommodations, since we went ahead and did a little tidbit of it in the last section. We're going to talk about accommodations, okay? Finding the right accommodation is key to a comfortable trip, so you want to book ahead, especially during peak season, okay? And read all the reviews to ensure that it meets your expectations, okay? Consider factors like location and amenities and safety when making your choices. Now, on Prepping Land's YouTube page, you can see the videos and the teas about the trip, about the Ireland trip and where we're going. And as you saw on there, I shared a little bit with you, but you can also go to the CIE Tours website to see the different accommodations that you will have with CIE Tours. Listen, we only stay in 4- and 5-star hotels. And the only time we are not staying in a 4- or 5-star hotel, like a 3-star hotel, is when the 4-star hotels are not available. So they definitely care about where we sleep, where we put our head at night. They want us to have a grand experience. And so they take care of us well in the accommodations area. But if you do not want to go with CIE Tours on your next trip, I encourage you to make sure you are doing your research and selecting something that you are going to be comfortable in, because your sleep matters while you are gone as well. Okay. The next thing you need to be mindful of is communication. Staying connected while abroad is easier than ever, but it is still important to plan ahead. Okay, go get a local SIM card or check if your phone plan includes international roaming. Okay, learning some basic phrases of the local language can also help you and enhance your travel experience. Okay, next, safety precautions. Your safety, your children's safety, all y'all's safety should be always the priority. Research safe neighborhoods, okay, and areas to avoid while you're traveling, especially at night. Stay aware of your surroundings and keep your belongings close to you and secure, okay, and minimize any risk while exploring new destinations, okay? Please make sure you are doing your research and keeping everybody around you safe. Okay, moving on, weather and packing. I love this topic. Okay, check out the weather forecast, okay, for your destination and pack accordingly. Think about the activities you'll be doing and pack versatile clothing. Mm-hmm. Don't forget essentials like chargers, adapters, and travel-sized toiletries to make your journey more comfortable, okay? Let's take a moment to thank CIE Tours. Come on, let's give them a hand clap. We love them. Why do we love them? Because they help us. They help us by providing us with a book bag. And in this backpack, they have a document holder, and that document holder is actually big enough for you to put an iPad in. Thank you, CIE Tours. They also have baggage straps, which are like luggage tags. They have international adapters. They have rain ponchos. They have guide booklets. They have all the things for you, because you forgot. You forgot your umbrella. And so they said, I got you. I love CIE Tours for this, and there are probably other great tour groups that are like that, have this same vibe, but we highlighted CIE Tours because I love them and I really think that you would enjoy them as well. And listen, and because we love them, we love them so dearly. Moving on, that covers us, okay? They got our weather, they got our safety, they got our charging issues taken care of, and so again, we're going to thank them. So thank you, CIE Tours. Thank you so much. Moving on. Local attractions and activities. Okay, listen, we're not going to a new destination just to sit up in the hotel and be bored. Ain't nobody got time. Listen, we about adventure. Not only by getting to the new destination, by doing things that we don't normally do in our own area. Okay, so we want to make sure that we research all the local attractions and activities. Okay, so make the most of your trip by doing this. This is how you're going to do that. Okay, prioritize what you want to see and do, and consider booking tours or tickets ahead of time for popular attractions to avoid long lines or disappointment. And I'm gonna leave it at that. And there you go. Okay, listen, we're done. That's it, mama girl. We've covered all the essential things you need to know before traveling. You do this by planning ahead, by staying informed, and by being well prepared to make the most of your adventure. Okay, so listen, if you're saying, Jamie, I am ready. I am ready for you to start planning my trip. I just wanna pay and go. Just pay and go, Jamie. You can go there. You can do that by going to prepandland.com and booking an appointment with me. Let's have conversation. That's www.prepandland.com. Okay, if you're saying, Jamie, I don't don't need you to help me book this trip, but I want to use your prices to book my trip. Listen, I'm okay with that too. And you can go to jamiebarber.intellitravel.com, make an account on there, and book the trip. Listen, I'll spell it for you because some people spell my name wrong because we're not friends yet. And that's okay. We're going to be friends soon. It's spelled JAIMEBARBER.INTELETRAVEL.com. JamieBarber.intellitravel.com. Like I said, make an account, book your trip, have fun. You can also book your activities. You can book your car rentals. You can book cruises. There's a lot of things on there that you can utilize my savings by booking with my website. Okay, moving on. If you need advice on what to pack for your trip, you can go to my Pinterest page and look at all the needs and wants for your next trip. And you can purchase these items on my Amazon storefront. Yay! If you need some more inspiration, where to go, what to do, you can always go to my YouTube channel, Prep and Land, and look at the videos on my page. If you have any questions and want to learn more about a destination, ask me, honey. I want to answer them. You can email me at prepandland@gmail.com. That's prepandland@gmail.com. And make sure you are a subscriber. You need to be subscribing, liking, following, sharing all the things on all of my social media platforms. Listen, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram. Listen, let's help others be like us and choose to make life an experience and experience the life that we choose, okay? We are not just going to be out here existing in this world. We are going to be living. Until next time, mama girl, peace.